Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Chris Stolberg over at the Iowa Aviation Museum. Good morning to Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you have an exciting event coming up this weekend, kind of an annual event. So let's talk about what it is and what time it covers.
Okay, we're having our 22nd annual fundraiser. It's a chili fly-in drive-in. And the chili, we have two types. We call it the buffalo chili because it's made with real buffalo meat. Mm. And the other one is the white chicken chili.
Okay. And that's this Saturday, correct?
Yeah, it's Saturday, and it's from 11 to 2. And the Greenfield Optimists are serving the chili for us.
Okay.
Along and then, with the homemade bars and hot cider and coffee.
All right. So fun to come and have something to eat, but... Well, I guess it depends on your viewpoint, but even more important is you can come to the Aviation Museum and see what's going on there.
Right, and what we do, and this is the only day that we allow this, is with a paid meal, there'll be free admission.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know a lot of people, and you do too, you probably get really frustrated about the people who live close by as well as around the Iowa, say, the Iowa Aviation Museum. Now, where is that? So then you answer them by...
We're at the Greenfield Airport at 2251 Airport Road in Greenfield, Iowa. But the word's getting out, and we're getting more people and schools coming, and it's really getting to be a good deal. It really is.
A real tourist attraction.
Right.
And it is really great. The kids are coming, and they tell their parents and got, hey, Mom, Dad, we got to go see this again and see more there. I'm sure the kids get really excited to be
there.
They
are. Besides the aircraft here, we have history. And we've got a lot of local Iowans that we've got uniforms. We got their stories. We got their history. And we're adding on to it every day.
So talk a little bit about one of the folks that Atlantic just sort of took for granted, I think, for a lot of years. That's Hap Westbrook, because you have a special little display for him.
Right. He's back in the Aviation Hall of Fame, and he's back there, and it, you know, has this picture on the wall and some of the items that he had when he was in the service. And we have his jacket when he was a POW. The jacket he went in with and the jacket he came back out with.
That's pretty amazing, the last part, that he got to bring it home with him.
Right.
Yes. And, you know, and I, like I say, I think a lot of people, I know, I just, well, Hap Westbrook, he's the manager of the airport, had no clue about all of the other things that he had done and his being in the service.
Yeah, and, you know, his son, Dick, is involved. He comes to the museum and volunteers and helps, but it's impressive. You know, we've got Amelia Earhart. We've got the 40-some WASP that were from Iowa, and the WASP was the Women Air Force Service Pilots. We had three Iowans that were part of the Doolittle Raiders. The history here in Iowa is unbelievable.
It is. You go, this happened in Iowa? I didn't know about that. And so the Aviation Museum is a good place to see that. And, of course, I really zeroed in on that women section because it's pretty marvelous. From early days of flying, there were women in Iowa involved.
Oh, and we've got displays in history about them, too. But one thing we are searching, if anybody has a family member, we are looking to write their history down and log it, and we are putting it in our iPads. So when people come, they're looking through the index to see if we have any history on any of their relatives.
Interesting. And that has to have been quite a job to get that all so people can just pull it up on the iPads. You're really with it because that's how people find information.
It's never ending, but we have got an unbelievable staff here that volunteer that just are digging into this research all the time.
Mm-hmm. And as I understand also, you can use that then as you tour the museum, you can see your way through and spend as much time at maybe one spot and not very much time at another spot?
Right. What happens when they come, they can have a tour or elect to have no tour, or they can have a speed or fast tour to hit the highlights, and then they go back through.
Mm-hmm. Lots of options there.
Yeah.
On a basis of not this special weekend thing, What is the fee to get in, and when are you open?
Okay, the fee for adults is $10, seniors are $9, children are $5, and kindergarten and up is free. And we do have group rates, so if there's an event and you want to bring an organization or a class, we do give group discounts.
Okay, so...
But they got to remember the fly-in this week from 11 to 2.
Because that's a real bargain in a lot of ways.
It is. Well, for $7.50 for adults, you get all the chili, homemade bars, and a drink plus free admission. And children under 12, $4. And we also have chili to go.
All right. So you can come and eat and then take some home for your next meal or to share with somebody else. Good idea, Chris.
Right, and today is the opening day of the museum for the year.
And then when's kind of your closing date?
Okay, we close again the end of November.
Okay.
But we're open 7 days. Monday through Saturday is 10 to 5. Sunday, 1 to 5. And we are closed on holidays.
Okay, that makes sense. Always there for people stopping by or calling ahead to make reservations and maybe do a tour and get a special rate if you're a group. Sounds good. Now, every year you've been adding people to that, those honorary people that you recognize. Yes. Are you adding any this year?
Well, we will. The nominations are in at the committee right now, and they're reviewing them. And I'm hoping they get back to us pretty soon, because then we have to contact the families and schedule a date for the Hall of Fame. And that date varies. But the fly-in never has changed. It's always the first Saturday in April. And then we have our breakfast fly-in, which is the last Sunday in August.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the library that you have there.
Oh, our library surely has done an unbelievable job. All of the books are cataloged, logged in, indexed, and people who come here are amazed at the research and everything we have back in the library.
So as I understand, you can't check a book out. But
not yet. They tried to before, and sometimes we just didn't get them back.
Oh, yes.
And some of these are so rare and valuable. They have been donated to us, and some of them we can't replace.
Mm-hmm. So people can come in, there's a spot they could sit down if they want to do some
research.
We've
got a beautiful library table, and we can copy if they want pages out of a certain book. But eventually, we might be able to get to the point to loan them out. But right now, we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it takes lots of preparation to do that. And then you probably have to make some decisions about, these are books that absolutely will not be loaned out because they're irreplaceable.
Right.
And but if you want to do some research, if you want to spend a little time, if you enjoy flying, you enjoy learning about flying, the heroes, the men and women, you could spend just some time there in the library and enjoy the reading.
Right. And if you like old aircraft, our collection is unreal.
Tell us about a few of those.
We've got one plane. It's called an Etna Tim. There were only 6 of them made. We have the last one in existence, and it was an early military trainer. We've got a Stearman that used to be an early airmail plane. We've got 2 of the Tiger Moths, 1 Australian, 1 Canadian. We've got the Piper Cubs. We got the Carrie Keene, which was actually made in Sioux City, Iowa. And so the Curtis Robin is the oldest one in existence. And so our aircraft, a lot of them aren't the old military aircraft, but these are the early airplanes that we got, the early gliders. You wonder why they got up in them.
Yeah, just crazy and brave at the same time, I think.
Right.
Amazing, pretty amazing to think about people flying. And it just seems like stories that I've read about people like Amelia Earhart, for instance, it just got in their blood and the challenge was there that they just couldn't give up.
Oh, they couldn't, especially when the person who taught Amelia to fly was a teacher from Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, and the one that we always chuckle about is Eugene Ely. He was the first man to fly a plane off of a ship back in 1910, and he was from Iowa, Williamsburg. The gentleman could not swim. So he's got bicycle inner tubes wrapped around
him. Oh, my goodness.
And an old football helmet for a flotation device.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So lots of fun, interesting, important stories at the Iowa Aviation Museum at the Greenfield Airport. So, again, the Chili fly-in or drive-in is this Saturday. And what time, Chris?
It's from 11 to 2. The museum's open from 10 to 5. But the chili will be served from 11 to 2.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chris Schilberg, and to you and all of the volunteers, thank you so much for taking care and expanding and all of those things.
Thank you very much.
Until next time, here's the thought. Aeronautics was neither an industry nor a science. It was a miracle, according to Igor Sikorsky.